previously on Get Canceled.
So we got a reoccurring guest. Say hello.
Hello.
We also have another reoccurring guest who is balls to the walls. Say hello, Vic.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Vic Lodato. I've been on this podcast one time before, so I had a lot of fun there. And as always, when I'm on here, I've got to plug my book, Apaches of New York.
This fucking Title IX shit that Biden adjusted is not right. They adjusted it so that K through 12, including college, female locker rooms, bathrooms. If there is a boy or a male that decides that they are female, by law, they are allowed to go into the female restrooms, female locker rooms, and not be discriminated against.
Wait a minute. You're saying me, I have some hair in my chest and hair in my body. And a penis. It's nice. So you're saying I can say out loud that I'm a girl and I'm going to shower with these girls.
Yeah.
It's stupid because you're allowing the pervs to be able to go into the women's locker room.
100%. It is for the pervs. Talking about gender ideology, and that is not something that is education-based. We don't really need it in schools. Everyone's a fucking retard. Nobody can read and write and do math. Nobody knows how to spell. Nobody knows they're yours, or they're theirs, okay? It's a fucking shit show out there. But we're concerned about this.
This is the same thing that I say. I cannot and do not have a party right now. I will say this, not to offend anybody in the room or not in the room.
Hopefully we offend.
This Title IX shit is straight bullshit because let's just boil it down to you can put any man and he says he's a woman and it allows him to go into a woman's locker room naked. That is straight bullshit.
Warning, what you are about to hear is not for the faint-hearted. This is their cue to stop listening. It's time to stop giving a fuck about offending every retarded cocksucker and little bitch pussy. For every asshole, twat, and chode, the cunts of America will continue to make jokes with the freedom bestowed upon us by the First Amendment. We will no longer be afraid to piss off the woke bastards. In the words of the great Joan Rivers, just lighten the fuck up. These are just jokes, you assholes.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Get Canceled. I am your host, Cheryl Scott. And before I do anything else, I need to take care of some business. This is an anonymous show. So if you enjoy, if you like what you hear, please rate, review, subscribe, and most importantly, share. Please share this podcast with your friends, your family, and most importantly, your enemies. All right, now that that's done, back to the show.
And I need to tell both of those parties to shut the fuck up and stop that.
Can we go back to economy? Like, let's focus on the economy because it's shit right now.
Hey, guys, let's focus on the economy.
It's fucking shit right now. Like, I would rather talk about economy, gas prices, and taxes, motherfucker. I don't give a flying fuck about the rest. I'm sorry, but it is a non-issue. Yeah. This is a cushy ass because you live in America.
Why is it being brought up? Why is it being brought up?
Because they're trying to distract from the real shit.
Yeah, exactly. They're trying to distract from the fucked up inflation like you talked about, the economy.
What they're doing is trying to distract from the problems that are going on. They're like, here's some DEI, transgender ideology. Oh my God, I am fucking activated. Transgender ideology. And let's not pay attention to the fact that the inflation and the economy is totally out of control.
Let's talk about the inflation. I'm telling you guys right fucking now, and I have said this for more than a year with all of the inflation, it is not going to stop, at least for a year or two.
At least 5 years. We fucking closed the economy. We closed the world down.
It's going to keep happening and going because everybody's like, I need a rate cut. And they're going to do a rate cut and things will be better. It is going to keep going up. And I'll tell you,
Tell one reason real quickly, and then we're going to go back to the topic.
Yes, because I think this all is I think the big states, even if you go to the cities of those states, New York, California, like the big cities, Chicago, everybody that's in the world of inflation is just like, what the fuck? It's just more expensive. And everybody's still spending the same amount of fucking money. It is only the people who barely have money who are cutting down a tiny bit, but they're being let into all of these states. And they're like, we're new. So they keep spending money. And that's why they're being let into these states.
We're going to go back to, I'm not prepared to talk about any of that shit right now. Okay.
Vic, what she meant to say to me was shut the fuck up and get back to my topic. She's like, I want to talk about this fucking Title IX right here.
So aside from the fact that women basically have no say in the matter of their own female spaces and private spaces, there's one thing.
Unacceptable.
We talked about briefly of how it infringes on parental rights as well as people's religion, right? Like if you have religious ideology that dictates men are men and women are women, the fact that you're being taught this in an area that is meant for education, that is beneficial to your well-being. They're claiming that that is, but in terms of functionality, it's not. How do you functionalize this ideology? You can't because it's an ideal. Mic drop. Okay. The next thing.
My mind just exploded.
The next thing I want to talk about is how. Okay. So under this umbrella of Title IX, college campuses, sexual assault claims.
This is a pretty fucked up part too. I read a lot about this part. The due process, right?
Yes.
So now you're no longer entitled to.
Before you go into it, let me just tell people who don't know what it is. So basically, if you are in college, male, female, you're all fucking retarded because you're trying to figure out what it means to be a man and a woman and how to interact with one another. And sometimes you're both drunk and you do something and you think it's all good, but it's not all good because you have the next day regret or someone tells you this isn't quite right. Sometimes it's not right. Like, I'm not trying to be a hater, but the fact that women can accuse men of sexual assault. Yes, they should. They should be able to accuse men of sexual assault. However, we do live in America and there is a thing as due process. If you go to other countries, if someone accuses you or whatever, it's like throw the fucking book at them. They can just decide. There's no checks and balances. Here, we're like, what are the facts? What is the truth? What is the situation at hand? Now you can accuse a man and basically it's a whole fucking kangaroo court. The men don't have due process. They're not able to confront their accuser. They're not able to be there when their accuser is telling what happened. It's not a jury of 12 impartial people. It is usually the people who are involved in this decision or victims advocate, victims
right
advocates.
That's the victim advocates. Yeah. They get assigned. They change the rules. So now you don't get a panel, like you said. Now there are a lot of places you can have a single investigator decide, right? So the person who's assigned to investigate the case, they're the one who ultimately decides if you're guilty or innocent, right? You have one person who's assigned to decide if you're guilty or not. And it's like the police saying that, oh, you did this crime and I'm going to find you guilty at the same time. You know, judge, jury, and executioner all in one. So definitely no due process.
No.
That's like the
most. It's not fair.
Pretty fucked up.
It's really fucked up. And because the people who are making the final decisions are victim rights advocates or however you want to phrase it, they will, in the majority, lead toward the victims / accusers. And the ones who are being accused, they can't even see all the evidence. They can't see the testimony in front of them. It is all done without their involvement, I would say. Like, they're not even involved in the outcome of what their life is going to be. And if they're found guilty, it can ruin their lives. They can become sex offender. Like, you have to register as a sex offender.
But what if you didn't do it? I don't understand where the court system went.
But that's what I'm saying. Because they've
got... This is only in college, though.
Yes. But because they've gotten rid of this whole court system, there is no due process. There is no ability for the accuser to defend themselves.
This is part of Title IX?
Yes.
I'm going to go throw a book.
It's awful. So honestly, like, I encourage anyone who has a son out there, pay attention because this could affect your son one day. There are accusations being made based off of things that are so innocent, so misunderstood, so like part of the process of figuring out what it means to grow up and be on your own. This is a time when you leave the nest and you have to figure things out for yourself. And where do you turn to? What do you believe? Well, you can believe what is being pumped at you. And this idea that you are never to blame. I'm gonna say an unpopular opinion. Women need to pay attention and be accountable for their actions. So yeah, it's fucked up. I'm gonna use Harvey Weinstein for an example because it's easy. We don't know anybody who dealt with that. But I'm saying is that you are an actress trying to book a role and Harvey Weinstein says, come to my hotel room at 10 o'clock at night, come over. There's something in you that's like, this is not professional. And you should listen to that. We have control over our own actions and we can do things that lead to poor choices, that lead to really uncomfortable and fucked up consequences.
And it's okay to take acknowledgement of that and learn from it. To say that we have no culpability in anything is doing women a disservice. And if it doesn't feel right in your gut, don't do it.
Harvey Weinstein, not saying he was innocent, but his conviction in New York was just recently overturned.
He's going
back on trial.
Yep.
Was it a technicality?
Because
that's one gross motherfucker.
He is a gross motherfucker. So I guess when they were doing the court case, they let all the bad shit he did get introduced into evidence that was not relevant to the case.
Oops, that's no.
You're not allowed to do that.
Right, exactly.
And that's the thing is, like, play by the law.
So it's kind of like prejudice to jury.
I understand that, right? Like, as much as I think Harvey Weinstein, all his prior stuff is disgusting and totally validates the type of person he is, there are also people that do a bunch of fucked up shit that doesn't validate who they are now. I don't think that you should be able to use prior bad acts, because that doesn't necessarily dictate who you are now and what you've done. They are mutually exclusive. Unpopular
That's what
opinion.
The New York State Supreme Court said, too. So you're right on the ball. You're a jurist.
I'm a what? I'm a realist?
You know, a jurist.
A jurist?
You're yes. a jurist.
Wait, is that what you're saying? A jurist?
Yeah.
What's a jurist?
You know, like a judge.
Oh.
A judge.
Here's the thing. Say I'm like, you know, someone decides to put me in, I'm like one of the 12 jurors.
Mm-hmm.
I would be a horrible juror because I get swayed so easily on the last thing that was said. You want to know why?
Because you're drunk.
Because I'm a fucking girl and I'm emotional and I get swayed easily.
Wait, she gets swayed. Hold on. Let me see if I can take advantage of this. Hold on 1 second. Hey, can you organize some women who are possibly single that would love a successful man?
No.
She wasn't swayed.
I lied. I'm not emotional. Like, I'm not a normal girl. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, there she goes again with her emotions. Like, I'm not that way. And I'm pretty logical.
You're pretty logical. It's right.
But not all women are. And the women who are super emotional are like, I can't tell you what a woman is. A woman is how they feel on the inside.
Can we talk about the swimmer thing?
No, not the swimmer thing, but wait, let's go back
it's the same thing.
A couple things I just want to touch on in addition to that. You know, you can have those next day regrets where you're like, fuck, I wish I didn't get that drunk. I wish I didn't fuck that guy, whatever. Doesn't mean it's rape. Okay. Sometimes both the man and the woman are equally as drunk. The woman decides that was rape, but he was also just as wasted. That's not fucking fair. Okay.
Not acceptable.
And then with this kangaroo court situation that Title IX has created on college campuses, once the accuser decides that it's rape or sexual assault, that's all that matters. We will go for it. All we need to know is that's what you think.
But they do have to provide some proof.
Previously, they used to have to disclose what the evidence was to the accused,
yes,
right?
They don't have to do that anymore.
Now you no longer have to tell the person what the evidence was. You just have to say, yeah, we have this evidence, and they don't have to go into specifics about the evidence.
That's exactly right.
They don't even have to like write it out and put it in an email or something. They can just tell it to you. They just can say what the evidence is, and then, you know, that's it.
I just don't like people being accused of something that they most likely or possibly have not done without their due process. It's not fair. It happens on all of the Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is.
Well, that's the court of public opinion, right? Which is a whole other fucked up thing.
But that turns into blackmail, which is like FBI-able.
Yeah.
Let's say you don't like somebody and you want to write a whole bunch of bad shit. You just put it online and someone have to sue you to get it down. Then
it's not easy to sue you in that regard and get it down.
Right. So why is that fair?
It's not.
That's what I'm saying. It's bullshit. Twitter should not allow those things. Instagram should not allow. So if any person writes their truth, it can't involve accusing someone of a crime.
But here's the thing. There's no way for Twitter or Facebook or whatever to anticipate what some fucking outlier is going to say that's discriminatory against another random person.
You got to let the crazy people say what they want. You can't like limit speech, right? Because once you start limiting speech, then if you accuse somebody of like Joe Biden of doing some creepy shit, then they would take that down, right? Right?
Yeah.
You won't be allowed to accuse them. So, you know, it's kind of a catch-22.
You guys, it's hard to excuse when you're constipated and you got your pajamas in the wrong drawer. They're being accused of something. You like bananas?
Joe Biden loves bananas and smelling children's hair. That's the only things I know.
All I know is that trotting him out as they do is elder abuse. And I cannot handle listening to him try to articulate anything anymore. And also, that motherfucker's a liar. And I think he's a little racist.
Name me one that is not, meaning politician. Name me one that's not.
I 100% agree with that. That's what I was saying.
You guys got to get on the Bobby Kennedy train, all right? Robert Kennedy Jr. I think he's going to survive past July 1st.
I don't. I think he needs to have a new team. I think they haven't done a really good job getting him out there. But I think the problem is his voice. Like, not to be rude, but his voice.
No, it's fucked up.
I haven't even heard of him. I always.
His voice is not good. And so, like, when you hear, first of all, it's really hard to listen to him speak. And on a superficial level, you're like, I'm not voting for this guy because, one, I can't even listen to him long enough to finish this. And also, his voice is weird. It's all weird.
I'm the weird person that would think that he has John F. Kennedy's voice.
He doesn't.
He's married to Cheryl.
I know, which gives him street cred.
Man, street cred. Married to Cheryl from Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's into falconry. That's a cool hobby.
He's into falconry?
Like catching falcons? Like having falcons? Yeah, he's
got, you know.
Dude, that's fucked.
A pet falcon.
Yeah.
He throws up in the air and it kills mice and shit and brings it back to him. You know, like, that's a rich person hobby.
That's a man.
Dope-ass hobby.
That's a man right there.
I wonder if a male falcon with an erection could go into a female falcon locker room.
Falcons don't play that shit.
Exactly.
See, falcons are smarter than us.
All right, so let's do, how much time do we have? We have a little bit more time still?
Yeah.
Okay. I just have to say that people aren't aware of what just happened, I think, for the most part.
Oh, we are running out of time. 10 minutes left.
Okay, so we got 10 minutes. We'll do final thoughts. I do think people aren't aware of what's going on with this whole Title IX situation.
I didn't even hear about it.
Most people didn't hear about it, and also because there was no laws being passed. Biden, he's a fucking fucktard. But anyway,
he lied like a dog.
This also goes against free speech. I'm an advocate for free speech, even hate speech. If it's under free speech, it's okay. You can't incite violence.
No,
you can't call
I disagree
fire.
With you.
That's fine. You can't call fire in a crowded kidding. Place, but you can speak your mind. And if you decide that a he with a penis is a he, someone coming at you being like, how dare you? That's a she. That's hate speech. Not okay.
It's not. This has happened.
It's not okay.
This has happened to me on a couple of occasions. Can't say where, but let's just say in a place where people are being announced and games are being played and lots of people are having fun. And literally during one of the games, I said, oh my gosh, isn't she amazing? Because this kid was just running all over the place and doing a great job. And probably like 20 minutes later, a lady in her late 50s or early 60s who, not pigeonholing what I would assume to be like a lesbian, came up and was super angry. And said, well, I mean, she had super gray hair. It was spiky. And she one side was shaved. And then she had a necklace that said lesbian. So she came up to me and she was super angry. And she was like, that is not a she. That is not a she. That is they. And she was freaking out at me. And I'm like, whoa, you need to calm down and stop yelling at me. She's like, no, you need to calm down. That's not she, blah, blah, blah. So just letting you know, the person that I identified as she looked exactly like everybody else, was wearing a dress, very pretty person. So there was no reason in my DNA that I've seen for decades and decades of that person being anything else. And my brain said she. So this person is now yelling at me. And I said, you need to stop. She said, why? Now, I don't know if this is a she either, but she's a lesbian. Okay. And I said, you need to stop. You know why? Because I am the biggest fan of everybody being what they want to be. If you want to be straight, if you want to be lesbian, if you want to be gay, be whatever you want to be. However, if you want me to help you to identify these other people, don't fucking yell at me.
Yeah.
Please tell me, because it's like a name. How did I know that that person's name was not Julia? I don't know that her name is not Julia. So if I messed up her name, tell me nicely. If you tell me nicely, I will do it. But how do you yell at me? So I said, you're losing fans when you do this shit. Stop yelling. And she actually stopped in her place. And she walked away. She was like muttering. It's because I blew her brain up.
You threw a wrench in her whole fucking
situation. Yeah, because
situation.
Probably no one ever had. They're like, yeah. Either I'm sorry or fuck you. And I'm like, stop yelling at me. If you want another person on your side, don't yell at me. Tell me what you want the gender to be.
Yeah, like at the end of the day, everyone can do what they want to do because we live in America. And I truly believe we live in America and America is free. And you can do whatever you want to do as long as you're not hurting anyone. Who the fuck cares? I don't care what you do. And that's why I think people sharing all this stuff, this personal information with the world is super
point of
weird.
Personal privilege.
It's super weird. Nobody gives a fuck.
I have sensory issues. Like right before I'm going to do my speech, I just want to let everybody know I have sensory issues. So if you're going to like talk loud or make some stuff up during my speech, I'm going to be really upset.
Exactly.
Like I don't need to hear that shit. Go up and do your fucking fucking speech.
It's bullshit. Anyways, we have to wrap up because we're running out of time. Thank you for coming on again, Vic. This was so much fun, and let's definitely do this again. And before you go, plug what you got to plug right here. We got two things, baby.
Thank you. I had a blast. Thank you for having me on. Yes, Apaches of New York, on sale now. If you're a fan of The Godfather, if you're the fan of Sopranos, this is the book for you. A historical fiction about New York's first mafia family, action-packed thriller, something to read for when you're in the bathroom and somebody walks in with their Title IX hanging out. Check it out. And then also, I've got my tennis gambling podcast, The Gambling Racket, killing it all clay season. Come find some winners with me. Use that money to go buy my book. Check us out. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Go buy the book. You really should buy the book.
How do you functionalize this ideology? You can't because it's an ideal. Mic drop.
New episodes dropping every Wednesday.